man. I can't believe he loses royal jewels. What a crazy tale. Oh, who goes there?
If you're here to hurt me, just know that I am a fierce and cunning warrior, and I will slay you if you even consider coming near my beautiful princess.
Ah! Stay back! Oh. Hello there. Princess? Oh, right! Yes! Yes, I am. Oh, you found me, oh sweet and brave prince. I've been trapped here in this tower for so long, waiting for some handsome, dashing young man such as yourself to rescue me. Oh, the mess? Well, I can explain. Yeah, of course I can explain that. Yes, it's actually a very funny story. You see, my father, the evil king of something of some sort, wanted to trap me here because he was, like, evil or something. Yes, very evil, and wanted to trap his poor daughter, who's me, in his tower. Yes, 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 just like that. Well, maybe we could actually stay for a while. It's kind of late, right? And you've probably traveled so many miles. You should be very tired, right? Hey, where are you? What are you doing? No, I don't need help collecting my things. Stay away from my wardrobe. No, don't! I really do need to clean this place up. I'm sorry, darling. I'll explain everything when you wake up. There we go! Phew! That was harder than I thought it would be. Oh! You're awake! Oh, hello, my beautiful prince. Oh, shh, it's okay, darling. It's alright. Don't bother. If there's one thing I'm very good at, it's reading books. And thankfully, that was one that I had on my shelf. Aww. Such crass and foul words for someone so dashing such as yourself. Oh, that's so beneath you. Behave, or I'll use one of my largest books to slam your balls into. Okay? Insane? Possibly. But I will say I am nothing if not an opportunist. And you were just another lovely opportunity. Why, I'm the princess, of course. Can't you tell? Oh, I'm sorry. That still gets me. Sounds like her, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, well, to be honest with you, I hadn't planned on killing her. I had originally thought that she'd be exactly where you are right now, but I accidentally hit her over the head a little too hard and, well, it's a bit difficult to get help from a healer and, well, there she is, dead as a doornail. Oh yes, because I definitely want to get caught. I had to wait till her body fully decomposed and then eventually dispose of the bones mixed with my own garbage. Well, I mean, I did put her in the wardrobe at least. Helped the stench somewhat. Disgusting? No! What's disgusting is that cunt was living a life of luxury and yet was still constantly crying from her ivory tower hoping some Prince Charming would come and save her. Huh, can you believe it? Her father gives her a beautiful home, quiet, peaceful, amazing view, as much food as she wants, books, oh my lord, the books, and she gets everything she desires while I have to slave in the dirt for mud for some scraps? No, I deserve better. So I climbed up this goddamn tower myself and claimed what she took for granted. And I love every fucking second of it. I apologize. It seems I've scared you. I assure you, my temperament is usually quite tame. However, I do get lonely. Much of what I read is, well, romantic in nature. But it's hard to find an appropriate suitor in such an isolated place, and with the princess's father being what he is... But you... You're quite perfect, aren't you? Beautiful face, gorgeous body, and, well, let's be honest, a damn fine cock. You're right out of one of my books, and I like that very, very much. So, I decided I'm gonna keep you. You came to save me, but instead I'm saving you. No more responsibility. Just good food, books, and a good woman to satisfy your every manly urge. Oh, you must be kidding. Who wants to rule a whole kingdom? It sounds so stressful. Assassins, politics, annoying arranged marriages, having to attend endless ceremonies. Yuck, yuck, boring. But here, you can live any life you want. I'll read you every book I have, and when the servants toss up new books, you can read them to me. It's perfect. You're no fun. I suppose I'll have to dispose of you like I did the princess. I was so looking forward to playing with you. Having a life with you. One where we could do anything together. But if you're not gonna cooperate, I guess I'll just have to slice this pretty throat of yours. Oh, really? You changed your mind? Oh, how convenient. Prove it then. Come on. Yeah. Prove your love for me. Get hard for me. You heard me. Get hard. I want to see your cock all hard. I mean, you're already naked. It should be easy. Yeah, I suppose that is true. I have an idea. Stare at my cunt while I play with myself, then. If you don't get hard, not only will I end your life, but... you'll also hurt my feelings. I've been edging myself all day. I like to really build it up so when I finally let myself come, it's explosive, to say the least. Look at that disgusted and scared look on your face. Aww. Wipe it off and give me a smile, Prince. Come on. You don't like my dirty feet on your face? Then maybe you should do as I say. Give me a big smile. Now. Aww. There's a good boy. I think someone deserves a treat. You must be so hungry. Let me give you a snack. Oh, there's a good fucking boy. Are you enjoying your meal? I know it's been a few nights since I've washed, but I like to think it makes it all better, you know? You can really savor my flavor, Ah, damn, that's a good rhyme. Oh, fuck. Have you done this before? Oh, probably with some whorish maid or something, huh? You like the way I'm treating you, don't you? Well, I can't hear your refusals, but your manhood is surely much more honest. Oh, and my goodness, you're dripping. Let's make you feel good too, shall we? Yes. I think using my wetness to make your cock nice and slick will help you ease into your new princely duties here. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, God, your moans. They're vibrating against me. It feels so good. Oh, good boy. You're learning so quickly. Yeah, I'm the princess now. And it's your duty to serve me. Serve my cunt. Make me feel pleasure whenever I demand. Oh, fuck yes. Worship my pussy like I'm royalty. Oh, are you about to erupt? Oh, how adorable. I don't think so, darling. I demand your seed to fill my womb once I'm ready for it. But for now, I will use these beautiful lips of yours to put myself. Oh, over the edge. Oh, yes. That is so fucking lovely. Just like in The Bride of Oryx. God, you're really a dream come true. Delivered right to me, just like the rest of my things. You're perfect. You're the perfect little pet. I've always wanted a pet, you know? All those days destroying my body on my father's farm. I was never allowed even a stray cat, but you... Oh. You're my own very special little puppy. Lapping up my cunt, just like a lost little dog. Yeah. Just use your tongue like that. Oh, your tongue feels so good on my clit. Yes. Give me the princess treatment. Give my cunt to princess treatment. Don't stop right there. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. be a good prince and make your princess come, please. Yes. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes, 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 yes. Darling, yes, yes, yes. I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. What is happening? Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, my God. That's never happened before. Oh, my goodness. My word. You are absolutely drenched. Well, you did say you traveled far and wide. My hero deserved something significant to quench his thirst. That was really lovely. Why are you so quiet? Is something the matter? Oh, sweet prince. You're home now. This is your castle. I'm your princess. And we have absolutely everything we need right here. Look! Let me see. Ah! See? Look! A little snack. Let me just get that off of it. Here, have a bite. It's delicious. It's some dried meat with some sort of spice. I don't remember. I'm not too particular, really. Come on. Come on. Take a bite. Aww. Open your mouth. Please. Well, if you're gonna be difficult, then I'll just plug your nose. Oh, come on. Just a little nibble. You'll need it to keep your strength. You'll have to open eventually. I'll wait. Good boy! Oh, that's a good bite! That's good. I'm getting a bit sleepy. That really took it out of me. Are you gonna be okay? I know I left you sort of, well, at attention. Good answer. A princess really doesn't need her beauty sleep. I'll just nuzzle up right here. And maybe you can just tell me about your adventures of coming to rescue me, your princess. It's useless, you know. You're not getting out. Unless you chew off your own hand, which, based on how you responded to a little dust on the meat earlier, I doubt you have the stomach for it. What is it? Do I need to satisfy my prince so he can fall asleep? Okay, fine. You're soft. But not to worry. I read once that men enjoy the feeling of themselves getting stiff in their lover's mouth. rock feels good in my mouth. Even soft, it's so smooth. They must have really pampered you, huh? I wonder, have you ever even stimulated yourself? Or did you have some sort of servant for that? Ah, the royal sucker. I'm so funny. There you go. You're starting to really get hard now. Getting harder to take all of you. Oh my. I'm sorry, I've only ever practiced with fruits or vegetables. Those don't exactly get bigger when you suck on them now, do they? No, they don't. They do not, but fuck. This is so much fun. God. Just feeling you drip on my tongue. It's adorable how much comes out. Almost like a woman with how wet your cock gets. I bet your seed tastes so delicious. God, I want it so badly. Fuck. Ah, you're getting close, aren't you? As much as I would love to taste you, I think my cunt deserves your orgasm more than my throat. Oh, yes. Do you see it? Look at how soaked I am just from taking your manhood in my mouth. You truly are magnificent. Every part of my body yearns for you. Are you feeling a bit better about your new kingdom? Tell me, sweet prince. Tell me how happy you are to be mine. Aww. You're bucking your hips. You need it, don't you? You need to feel my walls hug your cock and pull your orgasm out and fill my womb to the brim. No matter how educated you are, how much money you have, how much power, you're still just a man. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes, fuck yeah. Oh, there it fucking is. Oh, yes. Are you happy, pet? Are you happy to finally feel the inside of your princess's sopping wet cunt? I'm riding you just like you rode your horse all the way here to save me.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you're so deep. Your cock is definitely worthy of a royal title. It's knocking at the door of my womb. Not quite what you expected, but you got a much better reward, didn't you? Yes, fuck. Do you think that stupid bitch would have pleasured you like this? Do you think she would have sullied her royal tongue by shoving your shaft down her throat after you've spent traveling so many days to see her? No, she would not have, and part of you knows that. That's why you can barely look at me, aside from your eyes rolling into the back of your head. Part of you hates this. I know I'm not stupid. I saw how disgusted you looked when I told you what I did to her, how I planned to dispose of her. But part of you wants to just lay back and let it keep happening, right? Just forget everything to be mine. Just give in, my love. Just let yourself feel pleasure. Pleasure that doesn't bind you to the responsibility of ruling an entire kingdom. Give in. Just do it. Oh, there you go. God, yes. Buck those hips and pound my fucking womb with your perfect cock. Yes. You want to empty yourself into me, don't you? Yeah. Oh, my eager boy. Oh, my soiled prince. Oh, yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, real sex is so fucking good. Oh, so much better than those vegetables. Fuck. Yeah, my pussy feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, come on, you can say it, you can admit it. It's okay, no one can hear you, no one will ever know. It feels so good. Oh, fucking me, doesn't it? Yeah, so much better than those royal suckers, those royal maids that you just fuck. And I bet they're so boring, aren't they? Oh, yes, I can feel you getting harder as you thrust. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna come, aren't you? Yeah, do it, fucking come at me. Yes, come and shine me. Yeah, come and shine me, fill me, yeah, fill my fucking cunt with your royal seed. I need it. Oh, your princess needs it. Give her what she wants. Oh, come here. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I feel you filling every inch of me. Yeah. Fuck. Wow. I don't know what came over me. enjoyed that. How are you feeling, my prince? Oh, you look so embarrassed. Well, that's okay. That feeling should go away with some time. I remember the first time pleasuring myself while reading my books. I felt so much shame, disgust. I felt like I had to hide myself. But after a while, I realized this is just who I am. And accepting that was so freeing. I can't wait for you to feel that way too. Now, I'm gonna get back to sleep. If you find yourself getting aroused again, just wait until the morning. Huh? Tidy myself? What for? I rather like this feeling. Feeling your seed leaking out of me is oddly comforting. I think I'll just let it remain as it is. I'm so glad you decided to climb this tower. It truly feels like something out of a fairy tale. But it's much better. Because it's real. You're real. And God, am I so happy. I'll spare you the romantics. I can tell you're exhausted. So let us sleep. Good night, my sweet prince. I cannot wait to see what forever looks like with you.